The Marble Hill Church of God Seventh-day Fellowship presents The Way It Ought to Be, with the good news of the Kingdom of God coming to the earth and how you may prepare for it and avoid the calamities just around the corner.
This is Pete Hornbuckle with The Way It Ought to Be program. Man would annihilate all life from this earth if Christ doesn't return to stop it. But for the elect's sake, Christ will return and stop the insanity of man. What a world we have built, all because man chose to dress himself up in the way of Get, which is Satan, the devil's way. It all began in the Garden of Eden when Adam and Eve began the process of putting on Satan's mind, attitude, and character by partaking of the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil and rejecting the tree of life. So the world that was, the society that Adam and Eve began to build, continued to dress themselves up in Satan's way of Get, and less than 1,700 years from the creation of Adam and Eve, the world had totally dressed themselves up to be like, to look like, to think like, and to have the character like the devil. God had to stop it, and he did. God had to stop Sodom and Gomorrah, and would have put an end to Nineveh had they not repented. God intervened in world's affairs, nations, cities, empires, and individuals when he sees they won't change, when he sees that their sins have multiplied and reached a certain point. Notice an example of God intervening in the affairs of individuals when their pride and sin reached a certain point. In Acts 12, beginning in verse 20, notice what God did to a man here. Now Herod had been very angry with the people of Tyre and Sidon, but they came to him with one accord, and having made Blastus the king's chamberlain their friend, they asked for peace, because their country was supplied with food by the king's country. So on a set day, Herod, arrayed in royal apparel, sat on his throne and gave an oration to them. And the people kept shouting, "The voice of a god and not of a man." Then immediately an angel of the Lord struck him, because he did not give glory to God, and he was eaten by worms and died. And notice what happened to this man that didn't give God the honor and the glory that he should have. God had allowed him to be placed in that high position, and it went to his head. Nothing but pride and vanity was showing in that man, and God put a stop to him. Notice verse 24. But the word of God grew and multiplied. God has the power and the right to build and destroy. God says he kills and makes alive. He wounds and he heals. You can read this in Deuteronomy chapter 2, beginning in verse 39. Now see that I, even I, am he, and there is no God beside me. I kill and I make alive. I wound and I heal. Nor is there any who can deliver from my hand. For I lift my hand to heaven and say, as I live forever. If I whet my glittering sword and my hand takes hold on judgment. Yes, God says that he takes hold on judgment, and that he renders judgment to everyone according to their works. Continuing here in verse 41, I will render vengeance to my enemies and repay those who hate me. This was the one that became Jesus Christ making these statements. He is coming as a conquering king, not as a babe in the manger. This same Jesus Christ intervened in world affairs because they were rebelling against his command to colonize the earth not too many years after the flood. And of course, you know, as I've brought out on the Way It Ought to Be program, that he intervened in the world before the flood. He was the one that brought the flood on the world because their sins had multiplied. God has a plan for mankind, and he intervened at will to carry out his plan. His plan for man is to offer salvation to everyone. He isn't doing that today, but he will begin offering salvation to the whole world after Christ returns and takes the earth away from Satan and binds him for 1,000 years. In Revelation 20, beginning in verse 1, notice what God had to say. Then I saw an angel coming down from heaven, having the key to the bottomless pit and a great chain in his hand. He laid hold of the dragon, that serpent of old, which is the devil and Satan, and bound him for 1,000 years. And he cast him into the bottomless pit and shut him up and set a seal on him, so that he should deceive the nations no more till 1,000 years were finished. But after these things he must be released for a little while. In Revelation 11 and verse 15, notice what it says. Then the seventh angel sounded, and there were loud voices in heaven, saying, The kingdom of this world have become the kingdom of our Lord and of his Christ, and he shall reign forever and ever. Now, the kingdoms of this world will become, the kingdoms or the nations it's speaking of this world will become the nations or the kingdoms of our God and of his Christ. Now, they aren't now. Satan has the rule over this earth now. He is the God of this earth. But they will become Jesus Christ's kingdom. Now notice Revelation 15 and verse 1. Then I saw another sign in heaven, great and marvelous, seven angels having the seven last plagues, for in them the wrath of God is complete. Yes, Jesus Christ will pour out his wrath on a stubborn and rebellious world that will not submit to God until they are convinced that there is no other way to survive. But by the time this world learns that lesson, there will be only a few people left alive in comparison to the population of the earth today. Mankind has not and will not willingly surrender to God. He will do that after he learns the hard way, that the way which seems right to him is the way of death. And mankind will finally learn that the way that has seemed right to him was nothing but Satan's way. And it was the way and is the way that leads to such a miserable condition to have to live in. In Proverbs 14, verse 12, it says this, There is a way which seems right to a man, but its end is the way of death. That's the path that this world has been on. That's why the flood came. That's why nations and empires and individuals have been destroyed by God Almighty. That is the way this world has gone. And it began in the Garden of Eden with two people, Adam and Eve. As I have said so many times on the Way It Ought to Be program, Adam and Eve began dressing up in Satan's mind, attitude, and character. So generation after generation became more courageous and bold in putting on Satan's nature. The whole world came to the point that they were so much like Satan, so dressed up in his mind, his mindset and attitude and character. The way of get, destruction and hatred toward God, his way of give and love, which is expressed in his law, statutes, and judgment, that God had to destroy all except Noah and the seven in the ark with him. Have we as a nation rejected God? Has this whole world? Aren't we much more courageous and bold in disobedience to God than we were 30, 40, 50, 100 years ago? How close is this world and our nation to totally having the mind, attitude, and character of Satan the devil? These two trees represented two ways of life, God's way and Satan's way. We chose the wrong tree. Now, if Adam and Eve had partaken of the tree of life, they would have begun the process of building the mind, the attitude, and character of God the Father and Jesus Christ, which was the God of the Old Testament, and generation after generation would have become more bold and courageous in obedience to God's word and laws. Everything would have gotten better instead of worse as we see it today. That's the only way this world would have known. We would have never known Satan, the devil. But as it is, this world doesn't know God, but we are well acquainted with the devil. Notice what Jesus Christ said to the Jews in his days. In John 8, beginning in verse 54, notice what Christ had to say. And these were religious leaders, religious people in that day. Jesus answered, If I honor myself, my honor is nothing. It is my Father who honors me, of whom you say he is your God. Yet you have not known him, but I know him. And if I say I do not know him, I shall be a liar like you. Christ is trying to get a point across here, my friend. He is telling the Jews, and this goes for you and me today, Christ is saying that if we don't obey God and Christ, he's saying that we don't know him. And if we claim we are obeying God, or if we claim that we obey God, we are a liar. So Christ is telling us. Christ goes on here, he says, But I do know him and keep his word. In other words, he's telling us that you must obey You must keep God's word if you know him. If Adam and Eve had set the course in obedience to God, the world would have followed their example, which would have been the right path. The flood would have never happened. Nations, empires would not die. Most, if not all, the evils that we have lived with and are living with would not be. Satan would have never had a foothold in humanity's affairs. Satan is the god of this world, and he is your god if you are obeying him. But you can break loose from Satan. Jesus Christ died to make that possible. But you must repent and accept the sacrifice of Jesus Christ and live by his word. God in Christ wants to be your God and Savior, and will if you will come to them. If we can help you here at the Church of Marble Hill, give us a call, 573-238-3675. Request our free articles, Babylon, Fountain of Error, and Nations in Decline. Or you may email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Notice what Christ had to say in Matthew 24, beginning in verse 21. For then there will be great tribulation, such as has not been since the beginning of the world until this time, no, nor ever shall be. Christ is speaking of our generation, the very end time generation, and he's saying that it's going to get so bad, going to become the worst time in the history of man before he returns. Now, this is a time that we are fast approaching, my friends, and you need to get your life straightened out, because there is a way of escape, or turn to God and repent. Going on here in verse 22, Christ also says, and unless those days were shortened, no flesh would be saved, but for the elect's sake, those days will be shortened. Well, my friends, we're fast approaching this time, and you need to change your life. You need to make some changes in your life if you want to escape the worst time in human history. Request our free articles, Babylon, Fountain of Error, and Nations in Decline, by calling the Marble Hill Church of God at 573-238-3675, or you may email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com, or you can order online, www.thewayitoughttobe.org. This is Pete Hornbuckle on behalf of the Marble Hill Church of God. Thanks for joining us today. Have a good day, my friends.
Thanks for listening to Pete Hornbuckle and the Way It Ought to Be program, presented by the faithful members and co-workers of the Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, located on County Road 300, one block north of the Cat Ranch in Marble Hill, meeting Saturday, the Sabbath, at 2 p.m. You can listen to our previously recorded broadcasts or order free literature on our website at www.thewayitoughttobe.org, or call us at 573-238-3675, or email us at thewayitoughttobe@hotmail.com. Our address is Marble Hill Church of God Seventh Day, Post Office Box 615, Marble Hill, Missouri 63764.